AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House have varying views of their nearly two-hour conversation today about President Biden. Some said the party is unified behind him. Others left there more concerned about the path forward. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president is more determined.
He's very much focused on what's ahead, right? He's very much focused. He has a fulsome, robust schedule in the next 2 weeks that we laid out for all of you. He wants to focus on that.
Before today's meeting, Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell was asked if she's concerned about the president's cognitive function.
No, I'm not. I've been with him in the last few weeks, and he talked to autos to me better than some of the people I know in Michigan.
What's your message to your colleagues then who've been more vocal?
I want to listen to what everybody is saying. This is a discussion.
Former President Donald Trump, meantime, is getting back on the campaign trail at his flagship Miami golf resort. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the goal remains to get inflation down to 2%.
Incoming data for the first quarter of this year did not support such greater confidence. The most recent inflation readings, however, have shown some modest further progress. And more good data would strengthen our confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Powell did not provide what Wall Street investors and Banking Committee Chair Sherrod Brown are watching for closely, any clear indication of the timing for when the Fed might make its first interest rate cut.
Every month that the Fed keeps rates high, Mr. Chair, it costs Americans money by making it more expensive to buy a house and to borrow money. Higher borrowing costs stifle future economic growth.
Several U.S. officials tell the AP the pier built by the military to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza will be reinstalled tomorrow and will be used for several days. But then the plan is to pull it out permanently. Officials had hoped the pier would provide a critical flow of aid to starving people in Gaza. This is AP News. The Manhattan DA's office tells a judge they plan to bring new sexual assault charges against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein.
And anticipate a November retrial as they're still working with victims who were not ready to step forward during the original trial. Weinstein was in court in a wheelchair. His lawyer says the 72-year-old's health is deteriorating in jail. His lawyer told the judge, once again, we have the individual and we're looking for a crime. We've got the 1-800-GET-HARVEY hotline. Weinstein maintains the sex was consensual. His original conviction was thrown out after determining the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony based on allegations from other women that were not part of the case. Julie Walker, New York.
Jury selection has started in New Mexico in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial for the shooting death of a cinematographer on a movie set. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.